and American leaders have divided up Arab lands and redistributed them according to their own interests, primarily interests in oil, with no regard for the needs or the connections or the dreams of the people living there. My perspective needs to be more rooted in the actual political history of the region. The second way in which I can mitigate the impact of my prejudice on the Arab community is by being an ally, even when it does not come from the deepest part of me. I am not talking about being an ally by giving up privilege. I know that I cannot give up my privilege. Privilege in our social order is sort of like a sorting machine in a factory where items are pushed over holes that get progressively larger as they go. The largest items cannot just decide to fit into a smaller hole. We cannot just decide that we will not have privilege. And even if we did find a way, I'm not sure how helpful that would be for anyone else. I need to think about what Arabs have called on allies to do. I know that allies would fight against profiling. I know that allies would defend the right of Muslims to build safe mosques wherever they choose. Allies would demand that Israel be held accountable for acts of aggression against the Palestinian people. Allies would demand that the United States be accountable for the deaths of civilians in drone strikes. Allies would ensure that Muslims living in the U.S. are not discriminated against in employment, housing, and health care. As a conscious human being, in spite of my deep-seated fears and biases, I am able to act as an ally. To me, at this time in history, that means fighting against the person who is calling up my own prejudice against Arabs, Donald Trump. It is because he resonates with a part of me that I am particularly responsible for silencing him. To be clear, I am not speaking for human in this. I am speaking about my own spiritual journey. Because part of me resonates with his rhetoric, I understand how dangerous it is. Because I believe in the second principle of Unitarian Universalism, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, it is up to me to silence that rhetoric. I can act as an ally by supporting shoulder to shoulder a coalition of many religious denominations, of which the Unitarian Universalist Association was a founding member. They have called upon both parties to commit to protect religious minorities during this campaign. To quote from the letter sent to both the RNC and DNC, we write to urge you to include in your party platform an explicit commitment to work against anti-Muslim bigotry and discrimination against religious minorities in the United States. When candidates for the highest office in our nation suggest banning Muslims from the U.S. or registering Muslim citizens or surveillance of mosques without warrant, we are compelled to lift our voices collectively to say that this exclusivist vision of America harms us all. As people of faith, we are pained by rhetoric that goes against the convictions of our own religious traditions. And as Americans, we are alarmed by the way this discriminatory speech undermines the very ideals of religious freedom and pluralism that each and every one of our religious community relies upon to thrive in our democracy. I recognize that my life experience and my position in society have created a shadow in my character. I have a bias against a group of people that are under violent and serious threat. I believe that I am really not much different than most of us in this. Aren't we fortunate that we here in this room have tools to help us grow beyond where we are right now? We have the UU principles to provide motivation and to guide our development as spiritual seekers. We have a denomination that provides opportunities for us to make a concrete difference in the world. If you go to the UUA website and click on who we are, you will find this. We are brave, curious, and compassionate thinkers and doers. We are diverse in faith, ethnicity, history, and spirituality, but aligned in our desire to make a difference for the good. I love that this is who we are. As I struggle with the shadow of racism in myself, I can hold on to the other truth about myself. I am a brave, curious, and compassionate thinker. Let me be a doer as well. In spite of my shadow, let me make a difference for the good.